the Swiss spaghetti harvest, which was broadcast on BBC Television's Panorama programme in 1957. And the late Sir Richard Dimbleby lent his august presence to support what was a wonderfully constructed hoax. Many viewers were completely taken in, and apparently the BBC switchboard was jammed with callers wanting to know where they could purchase this natural spaghetti. Mind you, there were those who were angry that such a serious current affairs programme should include such silliness. I had thought about introducing my own hoax, but thought better of it. Now, if the spaghetti harvest was the first of the April 1st hoaxes broadcast in the media, it was not the last. And I invite you to listen to BBC Radio Devon this morning. You might like to listen out for some strange stories. One or more of them may just be an April the 1st spoof, but the others, however strange they seem, will be true. For me as a Christian, I also remember an incredible story. So incredible that if it were broadcast on April the 1st, you would think it must be a spoof, a foolish joke, but in very poor taste. The story goes that God's own Son, Jesus Christ, died on a cross so that all humanity could find a new relationship with God through him. No wonder St. Paul writes, "The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved it is the power of God." It's his way of describing the new relationship with God that Christians can enjoy. It's relevant, then, on a day when there will be much foolishness, to remember that what to some is foolishness makes an awful lot of sense to others.